POL. Conceptual. I just saw the discreet charm of the bourgeois again, and as someone said, it's more absurdist than surrealist, but then I sit here thinking of my own life, or basically the life that goes into the story of Pio, that can be derived from my life. Here we have this couple who just enters Pio's life, and we could make it a little absurdist like this, a little surreal feeling to it, although it isn't. Or where does the limit, where is the limit really, you know, between the real and surreal? And we can play with that a bit, because this whole world is surreal. Reality is beyond this place. So it's a little like that movie where you more and more feel or sense or suspect as the story goes along, goes on, but you are in a story like that. You know, you meet someone at a certain time, and then something happens which causes something else to happen. You meet another one because of that, and so on. People meeting each other seemingly randomly, as in dreams, but we sense that it isn't really random. There is some story that is starting to unfold and emerge here. Something that is to be said and understood, but you don't really know what it is. That could be interesting to work into the story, if possible. Just the style of it. And then it strikes me now when I say this, that just as you find in this Buñuel movie, that what happens appears then not to be real, but to be a dream. And this way we can also, in our story here, alternate a bit, move sometimes in subtle ways even maybe, between this dreamy realm of Burloka, you know, the Maya, I mean, between these Bourbouvoir loka, to speak Sanskrit terms, and the different lokas, and the reality behind them all, between different levels of reality like that, according to that Indian understanding of the lokas. Well, we just make it in that way that, well, actually that makes sense. The three lokas and the fourth reality, actual reality beyond them. So then when we are on Earth, and this seemingly ordinary, mundane existence that we think is real, you more and more realize that what's going on here is influenced by something going on, some in a higher realm. sometimes in ways similar to the Midsummer Night's Dream, can work that a little into it. A little Buñuelish. Little mythical, as I thought before, have one level or one storyline which is that of the legends, mythical storyline, which could then be that Mahabharat or whatever. It could be several. We can mix between different mythological storylines like that that happen to fit into what's going on in our story, just to give that aid or help for the audience to understand the depth of it. Yeah.